In this episode of Q&A, we're talking about why imitating other successful hosts is actually the worst thing that you could do for your podcast. And we're going to talk about why this happens, because it is a very normal, very natural human tendency to want to emulate other people who are successful. But in this episode, I'm going to show you why this actually can cause you to become the victim of something that I call the echo effect, and it can cause your show to get overlooked. And I'll show you how to avoid that so that you can stay grounded in your own power and in your unique abilities as the expert that you are, and so that your show can get the attention that it deserves. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. So recently, a listener sent in a question that I was so excited to receive because this is something that is not talked about enough in the podcasting space.
Hey, Courtney. This is Beth from Travel Beyond the Guidebook podcast, and I have a question that I would love to get your thoughts on. How can I avoid the comparison trap of watching what others are doing and how they're performing and comparing it to my own results? Please help. Thanks.
Beth, thank you for having the courage to ask this question. This is such a good question. I'm so glad that you asked it because this is something that I have asked myself through the years as part of my podcasting journey and my business journey too, as a whole, because it is so easy to fall into that comparison trap. In fact, we don't often even realize it's happening when it's happening, when we're comparing ourselves to someone else who appears to be more successful than we are. And in the realm of podcasting, this is something that's not talked about often enough. Now, I do think that it's part of human nature, and it's very normal and it's very natural to imitate other people who are successful, because we assume that if it worked for them, well, it can work for me too. And it's also part of human nature to compare ourselves to others, because it gives us sort of this measurement of how we're doing. But we both know that that's not really the best measurement. And so on the one hand, it's one thing if you're following a proven strategy or a plan of success. Let's say you've hired a mentor who's saying, here's what you need to do to build your sales funnel. Or you've hired someone to work with you on your podcast and they're saying, okay, here's what you need to do. Here's the proven plan of action that you need to take for your show. That's actually a very smart thing to do. And that's not what we're talking about here. What I mean when I say copy or imitate other hosts is when, even sometimes without realizing it, you try to be like other hosts that you admire without really giving much thought to why they do what they do or why they're doing things a certain way with their podcast. Maybe there's a show that you really love that you listen to and you really connect with the host and you really vibe with them and you're like, oh my gosh, this person is so cool. Like, I feel like we would be best friends if we knew each other in real life. And you love their show and you listen to their show every time they drop an episode. You love the music. You love the host's voice. You love the way they talk. You love the way they present information. You even like the way they write their show notes, because you're listening to this host and you're so engrossed in their world just by simply being an active listener of their podcast. Sometimes, unknowingly, you might be picking up on certain traits or certain mannerisms or certain ways that they talk or write and incorporating those into your show. I remember when I first started my podcast, I wanted to be James Wedmore. And for those of you that listen to Mind Your Business, it is a very popular business podcast. And I binge listened to James in the early days of my business. I would go on walks with my son and we would walk the neighborhood 3, 4, 5 miles some days. And I was listening to episode after episode of James. Now, on a 5 mile walk, what is that? I don't know. That's an hour and a half or so, maybe 2 hours tops, just kind of strolling through the neighborhood. And James's episodes are all like an hour long plus. So I wouldn't get through a lot of episodes, but I would listen to his podcast. So fast forward, I started my show, and then guess who started making her episodes about an hour long? Yeah, exactly. And there was no rhyme or reason for it. I had no idea why James made his episodes an hour long. I had no idea if hour long episodes were best for my listeners, who were different than James's listeners. But because James did it, I did it too. And the kicker is, I didn't even realize I was doing it. I remember this outside of the podcasting space as well. There was this Instagram expert who I followed for a very long time, and she always had such quick-moving videos and engaging captions, and her carousel posts were so clean and clear and crisp and easy to consume, and I wanted to make my content like hers. So in Canva, I remember trying to find the template similar to what she was using and then just plugging in my content and then posting that on Instagram and thinking, well, that's going to make me successful because it's made her successful. Doing it this way. So if I do it this way too, well, then naturally my content should get engagement. Yeah, I was lucky to get a couple of spam comments every time I posted. And I was like, what? Why? Why is this not working? And it was frustrating because everything I tried to do felt like a step forward and two steps back. And what I didn't realize was that I was imitating these other people in the name of success because I wanted to be successful. But that by imitating them, I was actually hindering my own success. Because I was only essentially regurgitating what they were doing or saying. And it wasn't my own insights. It wasn't my own thought leadership. It wasn't me standing on my own two feet as the expert that I am, sharing my knowledge, my gifts, my voice with the world. And look, I totally get why we do this. And we look to other shows, to other people, to other Instagram accounts, to other TikTok accounts, to other emails. How are people writing their emails? Oh, that's really effective for them. Maybe I need to do it that way too. And we look to see what these other people are doing, how they're delivering content, how their episodes are structured. You might even look at my show, be like, okay, Courtney's episodes are like 18 minutes long. Maybe I need to have mine 18 minutes long too. And thinking, well, if I just do what these other hosts do, well, then my podcast is going to be successful too. But we both know that if imitating other successful hosts was the secret to a successful podcast, then everyone who's ever mirrored another successful host at some point or another in their journey would have a top 100 podcast. And we both know that's not true. You're not alone. I've done it too. We are all guilty of this to some degree. And I call this whole phenomenon the copy and comparison trap. Because the copying, the imitation of others thinking, okay, if they're successful with this, then I'm going to do it. And then that's going to make me successful. That piece leads us to the comparison. And that causes us to compare ourselves with other people. And instead of realizing that it's not actually the fact that they're further along than we are, it's the fact that we're not standing on our own two feet as the expert and the authority that you are, that you don't trust yourself enough to allow yourself to be seen as a thought leader. That's what's actually contributing to your lack of success. And I know this because I'm so guilty of this. Because I did this for so many years with my podcast, trying to be like these top hosts that I admired because I thought I needed to be that way in order to be successful. I needed to say things a certain way. I needed to present myself in a certain way. I needed to dress a certain way, look a certain way, act a certain way. And I look back now and I'm like, oh my gosh, bless your heart, Courtney. Who were you trying to be? Who were you trying to be? What were you trying to prove? And so many of us are familiar with this experience. Yet nobody talks about it. Why? Because we don't want someone else to know that we actually doubt ourselves sometimes, or that we don't trust ourselves enough, or that we don't think we are the expert that we are. But what happens when you fall into this copy and comparison trap? Something else happens too. And most people don't realize this. But you run the risk of getting stuck inside the echo chamber. It's the echo effect at work. And as a podcast host, this is not where you want to be. It's a big problem if you're a host who wants to stand out, who wants to be seen as that thought leader in your niche. And you might be stuck inside the echo chamber right now if you find yourself copying the style or format of other podcasts without really understanding why they do what they do. It's like me pretending to be James all over again. Like, okay, he does an hour episode. Well, I'm going to just do an hour too. I'm not really sure why. I'm not really sure if that's best for my audience. But if he does it, he's successful. Well, then I guess that's what I need to do. Or if you're focusing on what seems to be popular or trending or successful for others or sharing what you think your listeners want to hear rather than on topics or styles that genuinely interest and excite you. Things that you are truly passionate about. Perspectives that you want to share that are unique and different maybe to what someone else shares on the same topic. You might also be stuck here if your podcast hasn't shown a significant increase in growth in terms of downloads, in terms of followers, or in terms of overall reach in the last 3 months or more. And maybe even over time, you've seen the number of listeners decrease instead of growing or remaining steady. And that could be a big blow to the ego. And I'm going to show you how we can shift out of this, how we can get unstuck from this echo chamber where you're just there with everyone else who's regurgitating information that other thought leaders are sharing so that you can stand in your power as a thought leader. A couple other things that you might notice if you're stuck here is when you open up your analytics dashboard, you might notice your podcast consumption rates, like listeners will start listening, but then they'll drop off. They will never get to the end of an episode, which could indicate that they're not finding the content compelling enough to be worth their time. And some listeners might go so far as to express this and leave a review that's 3 stars or less, which is like, oh, it's a punch in the gut when you see that after all the hard work that you've put into your show. So these are some indicators that you might be a victim of the echo effect with your podcast right now. And if you're wanting to launch a podcast for the first time, it's important to recognize this too, so that if and when you do wind up there, you can recognize it and know what to do to get out of it. Because I don't want you to be trapped inside this echo chamber with all the other people who are blending in and sounding just like everyone else out there who's talking about what you talk about, where your show gets overlooked. I want you to shine as the expert that I know you are. I want you to be able to use your voice to create meaningful change in the world, to shift people's perspectives, to have people going, oh my gosh, I live for Wednesdays. Wednesdays is my favorite day of the week. Why? Because it's when your episodes drop and I get to listen to you on my way to work. Or when you're seeing those downloads increase and you're getting rave reviews, and without even asking, people are sharing your show on social media saying, oh my gosh, this episode is amazing. This is exactly what I needed to hear today. And so my whole podcast is dedicated to giving you the strategy you need to do that. In fact, everything we teach our students inside of PodLaunch, I kind of look at it like we're giving them the strategy. We're giving them the lines to color within, but they get to color it however they want. Do you remember that when you were in preschool? The teacher would give you a sheet to color. Now, the one thing that that sheet would have in common, no matter there was 12, 15, 20 students in the class, the one thing that every sheet would have in common was that it would have lines on it. But no matter how many kids there were in the class, they would hang up the pictures after on the wall and every picture would look different. Why? Because that student got to express their creative abilities in coloring that picture. And no two pictures were alike. And this is such a beautiful example of the work that we do with clients with their podcasts. Every single student we have uses our show notes structure and format, for example. But guess what? No two sets of show notes sound alike. Because yeah, while we're giving them the lines, we're giving them that proven strategy for success, we're also teaching them how to become the host of their podcast. How to express themselves, how to allow themselves to shine through in the work that they're doing on their show, to stand in their power as the expert. And this is what makes each show so unique. So here's what I want you to remember with this. The only competition that you have is yourself with yourself. Remember a moment ago, I mentioned that sometimes it's natural for us as humans to want to look to others to see how we measure up. And on some level, we know that that's not the best tool for measurement, but yet it's what we do because it's natural. A better tool for measurement, though, is to look at your best stats against your best stats. And when you begin to think like this, it changes the game. Look, I have been lifting at the gym for a couple of years now. And I remember, and I still do this sometimes, where I look around at other people and I'm like, oh my gosh, that girl can lift so much more than me. What the heck? And then I realize, you know what? Hold on a minute, Court. Like, you're just here to beat your personal best from last week. That's all you got to focus on. And I know if I can do that, then I'm progressing. I'm winning. I definitely was a victim of the echo effect for the first years, plural, of my podcast. And I used to listen to these podcasts all the time, all these big names that we're all super familiar with. I'd always compare my stuff to theirs and I would just pick it apart. And I would feel so much shame in the process. And guess what? Every time I did that, it caused me to trust myself less as an expert. And then I realized at some point into my podcasting journey, I was like, okay, if I want to be seen as a thought leader, and if I want others to see me as an expert, and if I want to become that go-to guide for people, the only way that I am ever really going to be able to achieve that is if I start sharing my thoughts. And the only way that I can start sharing my thoughts is if I start listening and creating space to hear those thoughts. And it's no secret that we live in a world in this day and age where input is the norm. My mom sends me these articles all the time, like, oh my gosh, tech is ruining our children. And I get it. She's a concerned grandmother. And I appreciate where she's coming from because it's true. And recently she sent me an article about how an average teenager gets 192 alerts on their phone in a given day. If you do the math, that is one notification every 5 minutes during their waking hours. So if you think about what that does to a developing brain, much less our adult brains, where it's like the notifications are just one aspect of what we all deal with in a day as business owners, as parents, as podcast hosts, and whatever responsibilities that you have. And so I realized at some point in my podcasting journey that I was having so much external input from these other podcasters, just simply by listening to them, simply by watching what they were doing, following them on social media and whatever else. I realized I wasn't giving myself enough space to really stand in my own power and to develop that relationship with self that I needed in order to trust myself and to trust what I had to say versus regurgitating something that sounded really smart when someone else said it, but that just made me blend in when I said it. And so the one thing that I have had to do to avoid this copy and comparison trap so that I don't fall victim to the echo effect is to put my blinders on, to unfollow other experts, to stop listening to other top podcasters. And it's helped. Is it 100% comparison proof? No, because I think we're all going to have that natural human tendency pop up at times to compare ourselves to others. So the next step here is to actually become aware of it. Become aware when it happens. Become aware when you compare. Hey, that's easy to remember. Become aware when you compare. When you find yourself looking at others, notice when it happens. When you feel like you're falling into that comparison trap and you notice yourself sitting there looking at someone else going, oh my gosh, they're getting thousands of downloads on their show. What am I missing? What am I doing wrong? Notice it without judgment. Notice it without shame. Just notice it. And then when you notice it happen, because it will, that's when you get to flex your muscle. That's when you get to get good at shifting your focus onto what you have to offer. It's kind of like a muscle. The more you notice it, the more you practice shifting that, the more second nature it will become. And you get to flex that muscle. You get to strengthen it. So keep the noise out. Become aware when you compare. And last and arguably most importantly, shift your focus from you and what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, what you might be missing, what you might not be doing. Forget all of that. Shift your focus back to your listener. Because ultimately, when we're caught in that copy and comparison trap, we're focused on ourselves. We're focused on our ego. Because look, these insecurities, they still come up for me with my podcast. Y'all should have heard me a couple of weeks ago when I had run out of my batch of episodes and I was trying to record content that needed to air the next day. Ask my editor. It took me so many takes to say what needed to be said. And I even messaged my voice coach and I was like, why am I struggling so much with this today? What is wrong with me? Why can't I just get the words out? And I was second guessing everything I was saying. And I was just like, oh, this isn't eloquent. Da, 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 da. God bless my editor because he makes me sound really smart sometimes. I'm really not that smart. The reality is I and ah and flub and blah and you know too, you know? I mean, it's just like reality. That's how we talk, right? This is how we talk. And so yes, in editing and we're looking at all these polished shows, it's like, oh my gosh, they're so amazing. Wow, I really, really pale in comparison to these people. And then we just get hard on ourselves. And then it's just so unhelpful. It's just so unhelpful. And hopefully you're laughing at me right now or with me because It's just true. It happens to all of us. So let's just, first of all, normalize the fact that it happens. And then let's get good at stepping back from it when it happens and observing it and noticing it without judgment. That's what I had to do that day, that I was flubbing and floundering and trying to get these episodes recorded. I had to step back. I took a moment to just detach from what I was feeling, the frustration and the second guessing and the lack of self-trust. And I just observed it. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? I'm struggling because number one, there's a ticking time clock that this needs to happen in a certain time frame. So there was this whole pressure thing happening. But it was also happening because there was this expectation in my mind that I needed to show up, be, and sound a certain way. And I think we all do that in our minds. We create these expectations, whether that's looking at someone else and being like, oh, I need to be like that, or my content needs to be like this. But in those moments, I have to remind myself, it's not about me. This show is about you listening to me right now. This show is about my listeners, you. So how can I reconnect with you? How can I reconnect with the person that is listening right now who needs to hear what I have to say? And when you notice yourself falling into that comparison trap, you can ask yourself these questions too. What does my listener need to hear from me today? How do they need to hear it from me today? And that's ultimately the thing that's pulled me through every single hiccup and hurdle and road bump in my process, because I run into these things too. I am not excluded from that just because I've been podcasting for a long time. And that's the thing we all have to realize as podcast hosts, as business owners, as parents, whatever hat you're wearing in that moment, we cannot expect to ever get to a point where everything will be perfect. Like, believe me, I want to be at the point in podcasting where I'm not overthinking how I sound right now, or where I'm not like cracking weird jokes on the microphone that I would never normally say because suddenly there's a mic in front of my face. Like, my mind wants to be at this perfect utopia where I just hit record and everything just flows and like there's not a single edit needed. But the reality is that's never going to be the case. It's never going to be the case because we're human. And so when we can recognize those kinds of expectations that we unknowingly set for ourselves and release it and know, hey, I don't have to be a one-hit wonder. How can I make this about my listener? It takes the pressure off. And it allows you to show up much more fully. And it's a skill. It's a learned skill that no one talks about as a podcaster. No one talks about developing this ability to notice when you compare yourself and shift your focus back to your listener and recognize that you're just competing against your personal best. That's the only true apples to apples comparison that there is in the podcasting space, or any space for that matter. So Beth, I thank you for having the courage to ask this question. It's an important question. It's one that needs to be talked about more. And I hope this was helpful for you. And if you're listening to my voice right now and you're like, okay, I have a question that I want answered on air, then go click the link in the show notes and then click through and send me a voicemail. There's a voicemail button that you will see when you click through that link and send me your question. And we might feature it here on air in an upcoming episode. And speaking of episodes, in the next one, we're going to build on what we've talked about here today to help you stand out as an expert, with some podcast branding advice that you need to hear. So head on over to that episode with me and let's make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.